Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. Two U.S.-based planes directly came from Tel Aviv and landed in our country, a milestone in normalizing relations with the illegal Jewish entity. Through this, the Hasina government stripped of the mulberry leaf that covered the nakedness of its betrayal of Islam and Muslims. On the holy 28th of Ramadan, 1445 AH, April 7th, 2024, and the holy day of Eid al-Fitr, April 11, 2024, in Bangladesh, while the people of the country were celebrating their holiday, two Boeing aircraft registered and operated by National Air Cargo, Inc., USA, that are able to carry two cargoes, secretly landed at Hazrat Shah Jalal International Airport in Dhaka from Gurion International Airport of Tel Aviv of Israel. Although both flights came directly from Tel Aviv to Dhaka, they made their next stop at Sharjah Airport in the United Arab Emirates after departing from Bangladesh. Noted here that the United Arab Emirates, where the flight made a stopover, and Bahrain signed the Abraham Accords in Washington, D.C. on September 15, 2020, brokered by the United States to normalize relations with the, quote, Israel, by establishing diplomatic relations with the Jewish entity for the first time under this agreement, ending the decades-long policy of boycotting, quote, Israel by Muslim countries. They set a precedent of betrayal of the Muslim Ummah. Desperate to stay in power, the Hasina government is also joining the ranks of these treacherous Arab Muslim rulers by deceiving the people. When the brutality of the cursed Jewish forces on the Muslims of Palestine is haunting the consciousness of the world of humankind. When the Muslims worldwide are vocal in their demand to send the Muslim military forces to liberate the Holy Land of Palestine and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. When the plea of the Muslims to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan is the liberation of Palestine, then this step of Hasina government to normalize relations with this illegal state of, quote, Israel is unprecedented. Hasina is the hypocrite ruler who has misled the people of the country by shedding crocodile tears for the Palestinian Muslims. She has condemned, quote, Israel's actions in Palestine at the recent Munich Security Conference and has publicly criticized, quote, Israel several times, saying, quote, Israel is literally committing genocide in Palestine. Yet her government continues to maintain relations with the occupying Jewish entity while people are demanding the country's military to be sent to protect Palestinian Muslims. Its government has sent 75 members of the Bangladesh Navy to Lebanon under a peacekeeping mission to protect Jewish entity from the attacks of Mujahideen. Earlier, her government removed the words, quote, accept Israel from Bangladeshi passports in a move to normalize relations with the illegal Jewish state. When 33,000 Palestinian Muslim lives, including 25,000 children and women, have been lost so far in the, quote, Israeli genocide, the Hasina government, by allowing, quote, Israel planes to land on the country's soil, has bled more blood into the hearts of Muslims with its arrow of treachery and unveiled the final shame of its betrayal of Islam and Muslims. May Allah destroy them. How are they deluded? Surah Al-Munafiqun 4. In fact, the Hasina government shamelessly wants to normalize relations with the Jewish entity according to the, quote, two-state policy of USA. The Hasina government set the milestone of normalization of relations by secretly allowing the landing of the U.S.-based, quote, Israeli aircraft on the country's soil without caring about the sentiment of the people and chose the path of betrayal with Islam and the Muslim Ummah. It is the Muslims' duty of Iman to reject these treacherous rulers because they have sold the hereafter for this world and earned the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tatawallaw qawman ghadiballahu alayhim, qad ya'isu min al-akhirah.
O you who have believed, do not make allies of a people with whom Allah has become angry. They have despaired of reward in the hereafter, just as the disbeliever have despaired of meeting the companions, i.e. the inhabitants of the graves. Al-Mumtahina 13. O people, we should know, on 18 May 1901, the representative of the British backed Zionist Society proposed the purchase of Palestinian land to Khalifa Abdul Hamid. In response, Khalifa Abdul Hamid replied, I cannot leave even an inch of land in Palestine because it is not my property, but it is the property of the Muslim Ummah. My people have fought for this land and soaked it with their blood. Let the Jews keep their millions, and if one day the caliphate is destroyed, then they can take Palestine free, but not while I live. The Muslim Ummah has witnessed how, after the destruction of the Khilafah Caliphate in 1924 CE, Jews occupied the Holy Land of Palestine with the help of the Western Kafir colonialists in the silence of the secular agent rulers imposed on the Muslim Ummah, still continuing to brutalize the Palestinian Muslims clinging to this Holy Land and constantly desecrated Al-Aqsa Mosque, the first Qibla of Muslims. Therefore, the only way to liberate Palestine is to unite with Hizb Tahrir in the political struggle to reestablish the Khilafah and inspire those of our sons who are serving in the military to give Nusra to Hizb Tahrir in reestablishing the Khilafah that will liberate Palestine through military operations, inshallah. And that day the believers will rejoice in the victory of Allah. He gives victory to whom He wills, and He is exalted in might, the most merciful. Surah Ar-Rum 4:5. Media Office of Hizb Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh.